Before we continue, one of the ways we keep all of our content for you, the listener, free of charge is our amazing sponsors, and today, Anchor is one of those sponsors. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's free, there's creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcasts right from your phone or computer. Anchor is going to distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and everywhere podcasts are listened to, and you can even make money from your podcast with no minimum listenership. It's everything you need to make a podcast in one place. Download the free Anchor app or go to anchor.fm to get started.
Supernatural fans, we're back for season 15. We are so excited to share with you this final ride, and we are going to be talking about the soul apocalypse, and is there a Crowley Jr.? All that and more coming at you right now.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Woo! Oh my gosh. Mind blowing.
My heart is not going to be able to take all these episodes for this season. It's going to be so emotional.
Every episode will be saying goodbye to our little brothers.
Little brothers, big brothers, in between brothers, children, sons, fathers, dads, everything in between.
Sisters. Hopefully we'll get some sisters soon.
Absolutely. You guys, we are here with our Supernatural After Show. We are in season 15, the final season, episode 1, Back and to the Future. I am here and joined by my fabulous co-host, Cherry. Say hello to everybody.
It's Supernatural Thursday!
We have been long awaiting this, and I know that you guys in the chat have said, no more withdrawals, you're here, it's back. I am Lindsay Wegner. We cannot wait to talk with you guys today about this show, about Jack being a Crowley Jr., which Crowley's one of our favorite characters, correct?
I love Crowley.
We got a Crowley Jr., we've got a soul apocalypse, ghosts that are not dying, we can't kill them. We've got Sam and Dean back, Cass, there's a bullet wound in Sam, and are we going to heal it? I don't know, all that and more. Cherry, tell me your overall thoughts.
What a great opening episode. I love the throwback to the very first Supernatural season 1, episode 1. And you know what they say, bad out of hell? I think it's ghosts out of hell this season.
I don't know if you guys were as emotional as I was in the first few moments once we got into the show. I just was like literally overwhelmed. I was a little verklempt. I was getting the floofies. I was feeling just nostalgic and bittersweet because this is the end. Welcome to the end. This is it. And I don't want to, your lip is quivering. I don't want to cry. This is the end of such an amazing journey and great show. And this is the first episode of the end. And I saw all the actors and the crew and the directors and Jim Michaels and Ruth Connell and Richard Spite and everybody tweeting about this, that this is the final one. And everyone's coming together and we are all going to like give each other a giant hug every single episode and know that we all are here and feeling you guys.
I am feeling it because I think we said this last year. This is the longest relationship I've ever had. I don't know about you, Lindsay. You're young. So I think it is the longest relationship you've ever had. But, you know, 14 years.
14 and going into 15. 15. And I really did enjoy this episode. I mean, there's going to be we're charged. We're ready to go. We've been amped up. We've been waiting for this for months. We wanted to know how Jack was going to come back. Are we going to be able to? Is he going to be dead? Is he going to be alive? Is God completely gone? All these things that are going through our minds. Chuck, everyone's mad at Chuck right now. Is Amara going to come back? There's so much that we've got to discuss. But let's get into the soul apocalypse.
I did not see that coming. I honestly thought it was just zombies at the cemetery that they were at. And I couldn't figure out how they were going to get out of it. I think my heart melted when Castiel picked up Jack's body, his little boy. And he was like, nah, I'm not leaving my boy. I'm not leaving my child. I was like, oh, no. And I was like watching it and I was like, there's just too many of them. I was like, they're getting tired. Mm-hmm. How are they going to? And then I thought, oh, wow, they found an escape room. And then they ran to a
mausoleum.
I was like, oh, you're trapped. Like rats in a maze.
Like rats. Mm. Like someone controlling them yet
rats
again.
Rats in a maze. No matter which way they turn, still in a maze.
This soul apocalypse.
it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
And everybody coming back and them noticing the woman in white. And wait a second, are we going to bring back all the ghosts, every demon, every single soul that we've ever killed? Is everybody coming back?
I think everybody's coming back. The door is open. Who'd stay in hell if you could be like, oh, hey, dude, I'm checking out. Peace out. And there are so many demons and devils and witches and vampires that they've killed who have a personal vendetta. And I couldn't believe that we saw fat, scary ghost man.
Mm-hmm.
I literally screamed when I saw. I was like, oh my gosh, no. Because he's like, clowns. Ugh.
Yeah.
That was terrifying watching the little girl and her mom just run through the house because they didn't know what to do. And I was like, see, that's why I don't like garage doors like that. I got to be able to pull my garage door open if I need to.
So we've got all these ghosts and goblins and demons and everybody coming back this season. And I know I've brought this up before, and I know some of y'all hate this analogy, that it's very similar to the end of Twilight. When there's this big, everybody that's good gets together to fight the evil. All the bads are fighting against the goods, and I feel like that's literally what's going to happen right now. Except I feel like we're kind of going along the way. We're going to get rid of the little, like, peon guys that are easy to get rid of and build up to the big bad for that final battle. And whoever is left that's good to go after it, that's what it's going to be. I don't know what the big bad is going to be, but
it's going to be bad. And, you know, in the chat, I asked everyone what they thought about the end coming, and Art Master Austin Prophet said, I was overwhelmed with joy, but saddened the end is coming. And then we had Ivan Soto, who really pointed out something good. Did you notice they stopped calling Chuck? They're not calling him God to separate him from the person they knew. And I was like, you know what, Ivan, good point. Yes. And it's true. I mean, because they were kind of friends with Chuck. But now they know what Chuck is like. It's like when, I think it was Dean said, he has that half nice, half rip your throat out smile. Because in the earlier seasons, his smile was nice, unassuming. But I didn't notice the last couple of years, Chuck was acting kind of douchey. And I was like, he's acting kind of douchey. What's up with that? And now we know why.
He's got a little bit of an attitude.
A little bit of a devil in him.
Yeah.
Well, when God's bad, we're not going to have a good time.
It doesn't bode well for the future.
It does not.
And for any other stories he wants to tell if he is actually bad. So the big thing that I noticed, so all the things that are killed are coming back. We're gearing up for one giant smackdown. And everything in hell, all the doors opened and they were able to escape through this crack, including everyone in the cage.
Michael.
So we know Michael and Adam.
I'm cool with Adam, though. I'm
cool with Adam. And I thought I saw something saying that two Adams are coming back. I don't know. That's predictions for later. Mm. But we've got Michael released and everything. So is this the big bad?
I almost wonder if Mr. Jack possessing Belgar is Michael. Because some of the things he smirked when they were talking about Michael, I was like, I think you're Michael playing a game on our boys. But then again, Michael would immediately smite them, so I don't know.
I think he was too... I see what you're saying. I love the suggestion of Crowley Jr., which we'll get into that.
Crowley's coming back.
But right now, Cass can't even stand to be around Crowley Jr., a.k.a. Jack, who's being possessed by some sort of demon, ghost, whatever. I think they call him Balthazar demon. Or something like that.
Belgar.
Belgar? I thought they said Balthazar, but... I'm
a low-level demon that back last time when he was on Earth, they were worshiping a penis.
A giant rock penis.
Rock. And people were really unattractive.
And they had humps.
Lots of humps. Baby, feel my humps. My hump, my hump.
Do you, like, the only thing I can think of was, like, Egypt and, camels and cavemen.
I was thinking caveman.
Like, that's literally what I was thinking. Yeah. Are we going back that
far?
Like,
I think he was, like, really back. And when he said, you know, there's 2 or 3 billion souls, I was like, that's a lot of evil souls. That's... Even though some people went to hell, might have done something bad, but they weren't, like, evil. So I think some of them will probably, like, possess a soul and try and stay undercover. And then there's others who are down there for a perfectly good reason. Because they're evil.
Because they truly are evil. So let's talk about... All right, so we've got Cass and Sam. We get the separation. Dean's taking care of the kid. And Cass and Sam are off trying to evacuate this town so that they can figure out how to at least attempt to stop these apocalyptic souls.
Yes.
From really wreaking havoc on the city and protect the people there. So they go to this town. They get the sheriff to evacuate everyone to a high school. So they're going through houses trying to find people and get them out. We see a couple teasers that the girls are looking in a mirror and they're bleeding from their eyes. And obviously this thing is going to go after them. Very The Ring.
Yes.
You know, very reminiscent of The Ring. I haven't seen that movie in years, but that movie was really, really scary. And what was the other movie? The Grudge.
The Grudge.
Also similar to that. And then we see this crazy clown that Cherry's afraid of going after a little girl and her mom. And so Cass and Sam are using the rock salt guns to kill the guys, which we're thinking, okay, we're getting rid of them. But they keep popping back up.
Yeah, because there's no door in hell.
And they're quick.
Oh, real fast. I thought they'd be down for at least a second, but it was, like, instantaneous.
So we saw a couple of them, and I'm thinking, okay, how many are we actually, like, going to be dealing with? Are we going to be dealing with the clown guy and then the crazy, like, mirror lady? And it's not. It's just going to be a bunch of souls popping up throughout, tormenting.
Yes.
People. Literally tormenting people.
Yes. And I think that they're not concentrated in that small town. I think they've spread out. So I don't know how they'd get all of them. I did think it was interesting how they did the salt and the heart, because at first I was thinking that's not enough salt to put it around an entire city, and what if someone steps on it? But that made more sense with the incantation. But again, I don't think he's some low-level demon that knew that spell. I think he's somebody important. A little bit higher up on that food chain.
So we've got them helping. The family ends up getting away. The two girls, unfortunately, get killed by this ring-ish type woman. But the mother and daughter do get away with Sam and Cass. Mm-hmm. And Cass has also realized that Sam has a bullet wound from shooting God. He tries to heal this, and we kind of go back. We go back to Soulless Sam, right?
Yes. That was...
Soulless Sam. Y'all, what do you think of this? What are we going to do here? Are we going to have to deal with this, too, this season? We're going to have a soulless Sam? We can't heal it. And Cass can't heal it, and there's an energy that he can't get past. It's soulless Sam. That's why.
That was interesting. And then when Belfgar mentioned how he was a fan of Dean when he was possessed, I was like, is this shadowing? Are they going to get possessed again? What's going on? I think it was a lot. There was, like, so many small things and so many throwbacks to previous seasons with the monsters. I was just such a well-done episode.
I think going back and watching the episode again, you're going to notice pick up more things. I think throwbacks, like I saw a couple people writing about in the chat. You're going to have throwbacks. Mm-hmm. You're going to notice little things. Foreshadowing, I agree with you. The Soulless Sam... Demon Dean, I think we're going to have to go through all this again somewhere through the season, and I would guess right around the mid-season finale, so probably around December-ish, January. Yeah. We're going to have to deal with these problems that arise.
Lots of problems.
Lots of problems are going to arise because this is the final season, and that's what they have to do.
And I was really surprised at the opening song. I did not expect it to be...
Famous final scene?
Yes.
I was crying.
I was like, oh my, such a wonderful song choice.
Perfect song choice. Everything about this episode was so well thought out and planned and done well. The writing, the scenery, the music, the acting, the direction. Didn't Richard Spite direct this one? You know, you're opening with a bang with him directing too. The trickster. Because there's a bunch of tricks happening throughout the episode as well. They always add that in. Just a special episode. Like I said, I was very emotional. Were you guys emotional? Please let me know in the chat, or please tweet me and let me know that you were emotional too, and I'm not sitting here alone in my living room crying while I'm watching Supernatural. Like a weirdo.
You are not a weirdo. Gosh darn it. You're a Supernatural family. Like they said, Supernatural family forever.
Always. Always, guys. So we're going to jump into talking about Dean and Crowley Jr., because we've got this little mischievous demon that Cherry thinks is far more knowing than he's letting on, and has been around and is more powerful than he's letting on. He's gotten a spell to get them out of this mausoleum and save them. Cass isn't quite trusting of him yet, which I get, because I didn't expect that. All of a sudden, you see the scene, and he's standing up there.
Yes, I looked over, and I was like... I was like, am I looking at it from a force perspective? I was confused. I'm totally on Team Castiel on that. I would not want him possessing my little boy's body.
And I think perfect to have Dean and Jack kind of team up then and go out and do their own thing. And, you know, definitely manipulative. And one of my favorite things about evil characters, and I found this when I'm acting, is the ability to seduce someone. And Crowley Jr. is certainly trying to seduce Dean.
Oh, he's buttering
You're
him up.
Gorgeous. I was like, he is.
That's what I was at.
He is gorgeous.
He is gorgeous.
But I got a little giggly.
I was like,
You're flirting.
I can, you know, hey.
I'm on board. I agree. I don't totally think anyone's going to agree. No one's going to kick Jensen Ackles out of bed for eating crackers.
No.
But
cookies.
Whatever
barbecue,
you want.
Barbecue, mac and cheese. Baby, do what you want.
But he's definitely buttering him up.
Oh, yeah.
And trying to get on his good side, which I think Dean is smarter than this. He may play along with this as we go, but he's on to him. He's not going to let him slide or sneak one in.
No.
And for right now, okay, we're going to use you. We're going to use your powers. You had the spell to get us out. You have a spell to stop, at least slow down these souls by using the salt and a human heart, and we'd be better if it was fresh. Thankfully, the woman in white, who they recognize from the car scene, it's got to be the woman in white. She unfortunately kills the sheriff, so it's a fresh heart. So they use that for this spell. The spell has almost created a shield, this like red beam that goes through the town and stops. And we're not quite sure what's going to happen. And Sam and Cass are having problems trying to get away from these souls because the rock salt isn't killing them. Like Cherry said, they have nowhere to go.
Yeah.
Hell is open.
They just bounce back.
So it's just bouncing back, and they're fast. They're disappearing. At one point, Sam shoots Cass, and Cass is like, you shot me.
Don't shoot me, dude.
Literally laughed out loud and had to pause for a second because I was laughing.
That was a funny thing. I was like,
it was so funny.
Bro.
I thought
it was hilarious.
I thought it was great. It was good comedic timing. Sometimes we just need those moments in Supernatural to not get us too serious.
One of my other favorite Castiel comments was, I won't starve.
His dry sense of humor, and like, no, he's not going to.
Facts is facts.
Don't shoot me. I'm not going to starve. Great quotes of the day from Cass. Special segment. So they eventually get past this shield, and the souls cannot get past it, and we get a cute little comment from Sam going, shut up, to the clown. So polite. Like, the nicest way that you can tell someone to, like, stop screaming, stop freaking out, leave us alone, you can't get to us right now. But I think even seeing Sam's face, did he look a little scared to you?
He looked shocked. And I couldn't figure out why, because he's a new monster that they met. So it's not like he knew Sam or Dean when they were possessed by demons or anything like that. But then again, I'd assume rumors go around the demon world, so they probably do know who who the Winchesters are and what they've done. I thought it was interesting when you think about it, how would they keep the people from going back home? I was like, well, you know, eventually the pipe will be fixed. They won't go back home. Except for that woman who realized, wait, you're an angel? Wait, you shot God?
What? It's a long story.
They blew her mind.
It's a real long story, but they should not talk about it at the PTA meetings, for sure. Let's keep that on the DL. They are eventually going to have to seal this, which we have to have a happy ending. We'll get to that in predictions. But right now, we're going to deal with these. We've got a shield to stop them. But like you said, I think this spans all of the United States. And those souls are traveling. And I don't know how quickly they can travel.
Instantaneously, they're ghosts.
If they're in Kansas, can they get to Los Angeles in a flash? Yeah?
I almost think that it was like they just got shot out in every direction. Sort of like a geyser, I guess.
So and
like
all the different cemeteries around the world.
Yeah, just like then it vomited them up and they're just like floating and then they land where they land. I mean, some I think would be in cars.
This is terrifying. Well, then we can't kill any of them.
No, they're just going to keep popping back. And you can't keep them all in towns because where are people going to go? I mean, the people who saw the monsters would be like, yeah, I'm peacing out. But even
peacing
then,
out to where?
There's nowhere to go.
You can't go anywhere. You've got to be protected by the shield. Exactly.
Yeah. I'm sorry. Chuck is a douche. I'm not liking Chuck.
We're all mad. Yeah. Okay. So we've got Crowley Jr. and Dean. They create this little shield, thankfully. They take the mother and daughter. We get everyone back together. They take the mother and daughter to the high school, leave them there, say, don't talk about this, don't mention angels, don't mention ghosts, which hopefully they won't do. And Sam and Dean get to have a little chat.
Oh.
And once again, we get to the heart of why they're doing this and what's really happening. And is Chuck just playing with them yet again? This whole time, has it all been this little puppet master and his puppeteers, and they are the rat in the maze running around, and when they solve it, there's just a new one that pops up?
Mm-hmm.
Or is God really gone for good this time around, that they can solve this and finally be free?
It's a quandary, and Dean is just hurt. He feels like he's lost so much, has never followed his own particular dream to keep any saving people. But if you keep saving people and monsters keep coming back, what's the point? It's almost like he's having an existential emergency breakdown. Existential breakdown.
Okay.
And it's just too much. And Sam is going to have to pick him up like he normally does, but Sam's having to deal with this painful wound.
Mm-hmm.
And when Dean saw it, I think that really made Dean also realize how high the consequences are, and they're not going to have that promise in the pocket of Chuck saving them anymore. Because mm-hmm. Chuck's really been the one who's been putting them in those situations. Anyway.
It's them and 3 billion ghosts, Sam and Dean versus every soul in hell. Dean likes the odds. We got work to do. We got lots of work to do.
Lots of work to do, lots of fighting. And we're really down to very few hunters, so I'm hoping we'll get some more allies. Because our boys need... it just can't be the three of them. And then Jack-possessed demon thing. I still don't think of him as being an ally. I think he's trying to sow some trouble and maybe tempt Dean back into being a demon or something. Fool you! Dean's not going to be a demon, but he's trying.
Well, and they even were trying to get Rowena to come and help, and he's like, get your booty down here. I'm going to say the nice word. And he's like, okay, get your exquisite booty down here. Love that he's pandering to Rowena, but of course he's got to.
So oh, yeah, Rowena.
He's gonna need her help along the way. They're going to need anyone they can get Everybody. To help. Any hunters out there, anybody that's fought the good fight. We still have that girl from last season, Kaya.
Ooh, and she's going to be pissed
and
about her
staff
spear.
And her spear, if it's broken. And I still want to know, okay, you guys got to tie that end up. And mm-hmm. I'm sure they will. I don't think they've forgotten about that. But I'm interested to see that. So we've got work to do.
So much work.
so much work to do. And it felt like the episode just flew by, didn't it?
It flew by, and there's just so many visual Easter eggs that was just... It was, like, a lot. It's one of the ones where I'll have to watch again and again a couple of times and really just focus. And it obviously is building on to what's going on for next episode and for the season. It's sort of setting up a blueprint of what to expect, which is we're going to get to see some of our old favorite demons and monsters, and it's going to be terrorizing.
Yeah, because I don't think there's not going to be new ghosts. And I saw somebody in the thing said the clown ghost isn't new. We know that. All these ghosts are ghosts from the past. The woman in white, Bloody Mary, all of them. Like, these are all people we've seen before that are coming back for this final season. So it's just dealing with all of them, the old coming back. It's now new because, yeah. So we've got lots to deal with, and a great episode and a start to a great season. Oh, I loved the episode. You know, if you guys think there's something, a way that they could have opened the show differently that you would have enjoyed more, let us know in the chat or let us know in the YouTube comments. Love to hear your thoughts about that and see what you would have done differently. I love the way they opened it up. Oh. I loved the emotion right from the beginning, and closing the show with that emotion, just a strong, in my opinion, episode all around.
It was a wonderful episode. The music choice that they did, the pacing of the episode, it allowed us to almost feel like a roller coaster of highs and lows. Mm-hmm. And then towards the end, it was just like, and you know, it was going to be drop, and it's going to be like just screaming. I enjoyed it so much. I loved meeting our new Jack. I was hoping we'd see our real Jack, but you know, he's busy. He's got stuff to do. But it was a fun episode. The one-liners were good. I mean, when you think about it, the writers, the team has been together for 14 years, and they knew they were having the season. This was going to be the final season, and they had a plan, and they knew what they want to do, and we're just along for the ride, and I am very happy to be in the back seat for this.
Well, I think because we found out early on in season 14 that season 15 was going to be the final season, mm-hmm. and that they were already preparing for that, it gave them a place to go, okay, we've got a whole season and two-thirds to really get to where we want to go and how we want to end the show. So,
yes,
I think that was the benefit of announcing that early on last season.
And I also have to say, looking at it, obviously the CW and Warner Brothers said, dude, we're not writing you a blank check, but we're giving you the money to do what you need to make sure this show goes out the way it should. Because mm-hmm. it is CW's crown jewel, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
Absolutely. I keep seeing it everywhere that it's been around 15 seasons, and this is it. This is the guilty pleasure. So let's get into our special segment.
Special segment.
Love that little chime. Can we do the chime again?
Chime.
Oh my God. I want that to be like around me when I have a good idea. Okay, so our special segment this week, we're going to talk about our favorite kill or lack thereof.
The kill that shocked me, even though I shouldn't have, was the sheriff. I honestly thought he was going to get away. And he was like such a nice, bumbling, small town sheriff. He's like, I'm just going to do one last sweep to make sure everybody's gone. I'm like, you're a good guy, sheriff. You're a good guy. And then the way Demon Jack was just like, oh, cool, fresh heart. I was like, damn, could you give us a minute to mourn?
To mourn him for a second? Favorite kill, coming back right now, because I love Crowley so much, and I feel like Jack is Crowley reincarnated, and maybe he is Crowley, and I don't know, like, that would be great. So, right now, my favorite kill is Jack. I'm sorry. It just is, because I love this. This is fun. This is fun. This is what Supernatural is about. It is about creating something really exciting and playful and not making it so serious all the time and having something light. Yes. And he's creating this light right now when all we're seeing is dark, with all the souls being out, mm-hmm. with Sam being injured, with Jack being gone, and it gives us a chance to have Alex Calvert there and with the boys, because he had such great chemistry.
He had great chemistry, and I love that Sam and Dean, at the beginning of the episode, Dean realized how bad he felt. I mean, he felt bad the last season, but he's really articulating it, because he was their son. He was their adopted son. And that was the only child they plan on having, so.
He's kind of our kid.
He's our kid. Ugh. Our little boy who grew up too darn fast.
Yeah.
Too darn fast.
All right, so you guys let us know what your favorite kill was. Coming up for our Halloween episode, we are going to be doing a Halloween, what your favorite Halloween episode was. So start thinking about that right now and prepare for it, because you've got 14 seasons to choose from, your favorite Halloween episode. all right, let's jump into some news. We've got a lot.
We've got so much news. It is a blast. Well, our favorite... I'm kidding. I love Jared equally to Jensen. Somebody was at the Austin City Limits Festival again. It was Jared Badalecki. And if you remember last year, Austin Mayor Adler proclaimed Supernatural Day in honor of Echoes and Padalecki's series, because I believe they both live in Austin, or they live in Texas.
They live in Texas, and they live close to Austin.
Yeah.
They live outside of it, because their house is ginormous.
Ginormous.
Yeah. Ginormous. Didn't we have a pictures of their house last year?
The house was the
bomb. Which is crazy, and it can't quite be in Austin for that, because Austin is, like,
we should all
overpopulated.
Have a house like that. And then
I saw this news today on my little Google feed, sent it to me, that Jeffrey Dean Morgan, Jensen Ackles, and Jared Padalecki all went and got matching tattoos together to signify something about Supernatural. They aren't telling us what it is just yet, so we haven't seen an actual tattoo and what they got, but they all went in and did this little bonding together, father and his TV son. So really, really great. And top it all off, Jeffrey Dean Morgan and Hillary Burton got married over the weekend as well.
Oh, that's so awesome.
And Jensen, I totally forgot this. Sorry, Vito. they got married over the weekend, and Jensen was the officiant.
Oh, my heart. My heart.
So, congrats, Jeffrey Dean Morgan and Hillary Burton. They've been together for 10 years. They have kids together. They were living as they were married and decided to finally, like, actually tie the knot. Like,
so romantic.
Hearts. Like, tears when I saw the pictures. Gorgeous. Check out Jeffrey Dean Morgan's Instagram for all of that news. And Cherry's got one more little bit of news, because she's wearing her Supernatural shirt.
So, celebrating Supernatural Day, I, of course, bought the t-shirt from Hot Topic. I called the store for an hour over and over again until someone picked it up. And then I asked them to hold the shirt for me. I asked for extra, extra, extra large. They like to be roomy. And they said, we have extra large. And you know what I said? I'll take it.
Yeah.
I'll just lose a few pounds. Which I did.
Yes,
so I
girl.
I could wear my t-shirt.
Yes, girl.
So I'm very pleased with myself. Now, all of you know I'm a total comic book geek nerd. And I got to go to San Diego Comic Con. And I got to go to the final panel where they did a video collage of all the seasons. It was gorgeous. I'll try and find it online and share it with you guys next week. But I got this, which was the giveaway for all the attendees, which is Baby 1967 Chevy Impala sports sedan.
Oh,
I'm going to let you touch it with your hand. Normally I let people touch things with their eyes. But
got a little kiss
I trust
me.
You. And, of course, I had to get something for my bestie, my Supernatural bestie, and my surprise gift for her. Da-da-da!
Oh, my gosh!
I know you. I had...
Oh, no, my God, you guys!
When I say I got that
look
for
at
you,
this.
I looked all over Comic-Con, tried to trade. Nobody would trade. I'm at the Amtrak station. I see this young woman in front of me. I waddle my fat behind as fast as I could after 4 days of Comic-Con. I was like, can I have your bag? Can I have your bag for my friend? Oh, please, please. And she looks at me and she's like, I have stuff in a... I don't care! So we're literally in the hallway blocking the way. She took all this stuff out so I could get the bag for you, because Supernatural twins, Supernatural family forever!
Thank you!
I'm sending you a hug.
Like, I'm just, oh my gosh, you guys. I can't get off my chair because it's really high and I can't walk over there right now.
With such
oh my
a
god,
cool
you guys,
bag.
This is amazing. Thank you, Cherry.
And it has all of them
it has
on
all
it.
The boys
and
on
now
here.
We realize what that line behind between them is. It's the opening of hell.
It's the opening of hell and how we're going to deal with this. So,
like everybody was saying, like, I don't understand what the picture's from. I was like, I don't understand this. Why'd they choose this one?
It's like a backpack.
It's a backpack.
It's literally a backpack. This is amazing, you guys.
It's awesome.
I'm going to put it on my chair right now. Okay. All right. Let's get into some predictions before we run out of time here. Thank you, Cherry.
You're
incredible.
And...
All right. So next week we've got something's going on in the town. The ghosts were spit out of hell. The ghosts offer them a compromise, and Dean tells them to go to hell. And Rowena's back along with an assist by Ketch, who I called last season was going to be back. And we've also got an appearance by Kevin.
Oh, Kevin!
So, a lot of big things happening next week. Cherry, what are some predictions you have for next week's episode or the season?
I'm thinking next week we're going to learn more about Mr. Body Possessor, and he's not going to be the low-level time card clicker that he said he was. I think he's something more, and I'm hoping we'll see Adam. Maybe not Cece Adam, but I think we'll find out that he escaped.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure how he'd be in a body or something, but I want Adam to come back because he didn't deserve to be in hell, in the cage.
I think all the fans, you guys have been asking about this for years, where Adam is. Is he coming back? We are definitely going to, I feel like there's no way that we can't not get him back. So I think he's coming back. I'm with you. I just saw that Austin had said, Cass tried to heal Sam. He didn't have a premonition of soulless Sam, but a Lucifer possessed Sam, killing Dean.
Oh, no.
Okay. Austin, don't say that because I want this to end happy, and that is my only hope.
Yeah, I want my brother
to be
happy.
I want them to go off together and just end up fixing what's going on right now and being able to live without the worry of anything. I think that you're spot on, and that scares me. I think from the beginning, this is something that Dean has always said, Sam, go live your life.
Mm-hmm.
Go live it. Go do it. Like, it's okay. You'll be okay. So I definitely think that that's a huge possibility. I think we've got SmackDown again with everyone. I think we've got a Twilight ending with everybody coming together to do the big bad, which I saw somebody say the big bad is God. Being Catholic, I don't think you can kill God. I don't think that solves things, but God is not a bad person in my mind. So I'm very torn with this being religious, but then also like the supernatural world and trying to figure out where this all fits in together. There's just so much going on. And
it's a lot.
We've got a lot more episodes. Many, many, many more, pardon me. Many more episodes before we get anywhere near what's really going to happen.
No.
So until next week. Cherry,
you can find me, Cherry_LA on Twitter and Instagram.
And you guys, this is Lindsay Wegner here. You can find me on all things social media at Lindsay Wegner. That's LYNDSEYWEGNER. Thank you so much for joining us. We look forward to seeing you next week and every Thursday after 10 p.m. live here at AfterBuzz TV.
Bye.
Buzz you later.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.